Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. A few athletic events were held outdoors yesterday despite the windy conditions. The West Delaware boys and girls golf teams hosted competition out at Pin Oak. For the boys, a JV varsity duel with Mount Vernon. The Hawks varsity winning over Mount Vernon 183-194. The Mustangs did have the medalist in Stephen Wolf with a 42, but the Hawks had two golfers coming up in the runner-up spot with two 43s from Coy Payton and Griffin Lott, a 47 for Will Halverson, a 50 for Connor Andrade, Kevin Hauschild, and Jack Biesing with 51s. In JV play, the Hawks fell to Mount Vernon 204-214. The Hawks were led by Mason Rowling with a 47, a 53 for TJ Soppy, a 54 for Peyton Lewin, 60 for Mark Winger, 64s for Aiden Weber and Ethan Hofer. The West Delaware girls won another meet. They took down Solon and Vinton Shelsberg. The Hawks gathered a 191, Solon 210, and Vinton Shelsberg 222. In other coverage area, girls golf play from yesterday, East Buchanan fell to Lisbon on their home course near Winthrop, 180-219. Anamosa with a win over North Cedar down on the 330 Golf and Country Club hosted by North Cedar. The Lady Raiders over the Knights, 205-241. Back to the boys' side, East Buchanan winning 163-179 over Lisbon. It was Monticello edging Cascade, their Highway 151 rival, 182-189. Beckman with a win past Clear Creek Amana at home, 157-166. Out of the soccer fields in boys' play, Anamosa fell to Central DeWitt on the road, 2-0. On the girls' side, Anamosa shut out by Mount Vernon on the road at Cornell College, 10-0. The West Delaware girls and boys soccer teams will return to action later on today. A 5 o'clock start time for both matches. The West Delaware girls will be on the road at Mount Vernon playing at that Cornell College soccer complex, and the West Delaware boys will host the Mustangs. The West Delaware girls track and field team will hope to take part in competition over at Vinton Shelsberg today as a co-ed invitational starting with field events at 4:30. The Hawks will face Albernette, Benton Community, Iowa Valley, and Marion, besides the host Vinton Shelsberg. Anamosa will host their co-ed meet on Ken Faring Track at Downing Field. On the girls' side, teams from schools include Easton Valley, Independence, Lisbon, Mack Valley, Midland, Monticello, Mount Vernon, North Lynn, Starmont, and West Liberty. On the boys' side, West Liberty, Mount Vernon, Monticello, Mid Prairie, Lisbon, Liberty, Independence, Easton Valley, Central DeWitt, Maquoket Valley, and North Lynn. Field events in Anamosa will start at 4:15. The high school list of qualifiers has been released from Drake University for the 112th running of the Drake Relays coming up this weekend in Des Moines. High school competition will take place Thursday through Saturday, starting on the girls' side in the coverage area. 100-meter dash Andre Bierman of Western Dubuque shall also take part in the 400-meter dash. Elizabeth Gibbs and Devin Simon will represent Cascade in the 400-meter hurdles. Western Dubuque will have a squad in the 4x200. The 4x400 will feature a team from Independence. Cascade has a group in the shuttle hurdle relay, and the sprint medley relay will feature Western Dubuque. On the boys' side, Dakota Huffman of Western Dubuque in the shot put, Jake Seidels of Independence in the discus. In the long jump, Jay Gatto of Anamosa. Cole Miller will represent Cascade in the 400-meter dash. Eli Nauman of Western Dubuque will be in the 800-meter run, also the 1600-meter run, and the 3200-meter run. The 4x1 will see Western Dubuque, Cascade, and Monticello. Western Dubuque will also have teams in the 4x400, the 4x800, and the distance medley relay. Staying with the track and field theme, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their assignments for track and field state qualifying meets. All SQMs will be held on Thursday, May 12th. The methods for qualification to the state meet, which will be held May 19th through the 21st at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. In Class 3A and 2A, the top two finishers in each event, plus eight at-large berths in each event statewide based on time and distance. And in Class 1A, the winner in each event from each site, plus 14 at-large berths in each event statewide based on time and distance. In Class 3A, Indacora, West Delaware, Western Dubuque, Independence will be there along with Waverly Shell Rock, Rock, Dubuque, Waller, Charles City, and Center Point Urbana. In Class 2A, Monticello is a hosting site. They'll welcome in Anamosa, Comanche, Cascade, Durant, Beckman, Iowa City, Regina, Northeast, Tipton, West Branch, West Liberty, and Wilton. And in Class 1A, Edco will host again as they will bring in Central City, Clinton Ridge, East Buchanan, Elkader Central, Lansing Key, Mack Valley, North Lynn, South Wind, Starmont, Tripola, Turkey Valley, Wapsie Valley, and West Central. To national sports now, Major League Baseball, the American League, Toronto beat Boston 6-2. It was Texas over Houston by the same score, and the LA Angels blanked Cleveland 3-0. In the National League, San Francisco over Milwaukee 4-2, Philadelphia beating Colorado 8-2. It was the Cardinals losing to the New York Mets in late-inning comeback fashion, Mets over the Redbirds 5-2. The Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 4-0. In the NBA, Boston the first winner of a first-round series as they beat the Brooklyn Nets 116-112 to win that one 4-0. Toronto held off Philadelphia 103-88. Philadelphia still leads that series 3-2. And the Dallas Mavericks over Utah 102-77. The Mavs now lead that series against Utah 3-2. And in the NHL, the Blackhawks beat Philadelphia 3-1. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.